אז מוכרח אין המשנה that תרומה סלח מתוידו you could make a atposen תרומה סלח מתוידו. זה איזה מוכרח that you could make a atposen תרומה סלח מתוידו. לגמור את קשה is that בדרך כלל זה לא שן הראש. The ein regilus litmem edlo leachar zrike. That the regilus of truma slach metoido is leachar zrike. So, Mele, what is the Gemara's kasha? Truma slach metoido, toido is the kodshim kalim. The kedusha from the kodshim kalim finishes b'sha'a zrike. So, if the kedusha of the kodshim kalim finishes b'sha'a zrike, it's also lezorim, that's it kuhuna dike zachem. Aber the kodshim kalim sheboi finishes le'achar zrike. So if the kodshim kalim sheboi finishes le'achar zrike, so how you could make a atposen trumas lach metoido sinoch zrike? And the gemara from them what to say is a raya from a meikori komatpis. But the aside of the shaila is how you could make a atposen trumas lach metoido le'achar zrike. It's toch nishken kodshim kalim. Kodshim kalim are only kodesh till the zrike. From after the zrike is no mekdusha. And it's meduyik only b'trumas arim, b'chalas arim, v'trumoso is not at pose. But you can make at pose and trumas lach metoido. This is the Gemara's kasha. We'll see about shinuim and the ran and the rosh kaseida. But that's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, the ibo yeseime. Trumas lach metoido nami koidem zrikas domim hu. Kegoin de afrishinu belisha. Trumas lach metoido nami koidem zrikas domimu kegoin de afrishinu belisha. As a yesoidus dike machleikes ran en rosh en pshat etoven de gemore. Aber lo mi boidus gut, ma lerne gemore ashtikl pshat gut. The ran learns am mochirat aftet min eve bay, aber lo mi mesad od advor. The ran learns as a that the source of the Shmaise, the Masumatan and the Sugi was that Belondis was pushed to the Gemara in the Hava Amine that you cannot be mafrish Trumas Lach Metoido before Zrike. The Chefze, if the Maise Afroshe of Lach Metoido, Trumas Lach Metoido is only after Zrike. Before Zrike, you cannot make the Maise Afroshas Trumas Lach Metoido. The Chefze of the Maise Afroshas Trumas Lach Metoido needs to be done after Zrike. And why? Dachzach, Chomishkin Rayas, Dachzach, the reason is why? Because the Chefze of Trumas is to give it to the Koyen to eat. And before Zrike, it's not roi to the Koyen to eat. So it's not called a Chefze of a Maise Afroshe. So it was pushed to the Gemore that the Chefze of the Maise Afroshe of Trumas Lach Metoido only could be done achar zrike. Lifnei zrike pas nishken afrosh as trumas lach metoido. As they the Gemara understand it. Shita saran. Al rishenim olam nisht azay. Shita saran azay. That the chefze of the maise afrosh of trumas lach metoido could only be done leachar zrike. Was it a teretz from the Gemara? Nein. You know what? You could be mafrish trumas lach metoido koidem zrike. You could. And who said it? Rav Tuvi Bar Kisne. Dorten steht, not only koidem zrike, steht even belische. Even before the shchit as a zevach, you could do it. But what is the ikar teretz of the Gemara? The hava mina is given that you cannot do it koidem zrike, because the mitzias of trumas lach metoido is to give to the koyen only when Hashem gave it to Israel. Le'achar zrike, that the kodshim kalim goes off, you can mafrish it to the koyen. Cause man, it's momen gavoya. Who are you bichlal to mitzach harayim to give to the koyen? It's not the kodesh boruchus. When you're giving to the koyen, it's Hashem's. After Hashem gives it to you, le'achar zrike, you can give it to the koyen. And for the Gemara name, shayach le'afrish trumas lach metoido koyen zrike. Who zogdos? Who says it? Where I see it? Rav Tuvi Bar Kisne. He said you could do it gerade even belisha. So the Iker Teretz of the Gemara is that he did it koidem zrike. And the Gemara didn't have to say lisha. The Gemara could have said le'achar shchite. Gerade Rav Tuvi said that you could do it even mishas lisha. No, as Rav Tuvi said that you could do it even mishas lisha. So the Gemara said that you did it mishas lisha. Ver zogdos deran. Lo mizan de lo shenara. Trumas lach metoido lama nifras kleima mashkachas lo shenitru mukoidem zrike. כגוי נאפרישינו בלישה, זוג דרן, בדינו דלשענה לדאפרישינו לאחר אפיוסום, קוידם זיק אסדומים. וואי שהרי אפיוסום היסטו קדמס אפילו לשחית עשה זבח? לא אמרו מנוחס שאם נשחת הזבח קוידם שיקרימו פני כולם לקודש. אלא קיימן דמי סיראי מרב טוב ודמוצי להפריש קוידם זריק, Again, these are the words of the Ran. The Maisi Raya Miravtuvi, the Motzi Lehafrish Koidem Zrike. We never knew that you could do it. Ravtuvi was Mechadish that you could do Koidem Zrike. And Ravtuvi himself spoke about Lishe, so Megiret Kegoin Afrishinu Belishe. But the aside of the Teretz and Azay Shetim Shetim Mekubetzes as Derech Haran, that the Kasha is given that you cannot do a Maisa Afrosh. And again, the Lomdus is Poshet. The Heftz of the Korban belongs to Hashem. I can't say, the Koyan, you take this. It's not yours, it's Hashem's. After Zrike becomes mine, so it's mine, of a Koyan. Hashem told me for mine to give you four Lechomim. So the Havamini given as Trumas Lachmatoy, the only could be Lachal Zrike, Komash Malon that it could be Koyan Zrike. This is the way the Ran learns the Sugi. What? What? You're right. But here we have a Ran that says, "Kevin the Maisi Raya Merav Tuvi the Motzi LeHafrish Koydem Zrike." The Motzi LeHafrish Koydem Zrike. State clear in the Ran that the Chiddush of Rav Tuvi is that Motzi LeHafrish Koydem Zrike. We'll get back to that Ran. It's a good Aor. We'll get back to that Ran. Aber azay shtet klorin ra, dat de meiste raye mir auf tuvi, shmotzi le hafrish koidem zrike. De rosh es khoyle kan der ra. And the rosh learns that when the gemara says afrishinu belisha, you cannot be mafrish belisha. Why? Zog de rosh because the ran brings down the gemara she'ein alochem kodosh, ein alechem kodosh ad she'ishochet. The lechem is not kodesh ad she'ishochet. And you can't make a shchita ad she'ikrimu poneo. So you have to bake it before you bake the shchita. And before it's kodesh, before the shchita, you can't do trumas lach metoido. So when the Gemara says, koin da afrishinu belisha, is lav davke. Lav davke da afrishinu belisha. The Gemara means da afrishinu beshchita leachar zrike. And the lashon da afrishinu belisha is lav davke. Because agav that we bring epis a raya from Rav Tuvi, and we know what is given the raya from Rav Tuvi, the Gemara spoke about Lisha. But the Iker Teretz is the Gemara as the given koidem zrike. Loshon HaRosh. Nafrishinu aynu al kochor lifnei zrikas donum shalechem kodesh b'shchitas ha-zevach. Ve'en shchitim ha-zevach ad shikomu paneim. Ve'ay ve'kromo nafrishinu b'lisha lav davke. The koidem shchitas ha-zevach lo yishayach likroisen trumas lach betoido. ועדיין לכל השלחם, ומה תרומה שייך בו? אלו מיירה שיפרישו בין שחיתה לזריקה. So the Iker Teretz of the Gemara is, סגיוון קוידם שחיתה. So לא שני גמור, is לאו דווקא. So why the Gemara said it? Because Rav Tuvi spoke about the Zazach. And what is the case of Rav Tuvi? It's an underzach, we have to understand what is the case of Rav Tuvi. So the Vail, we have a Machleik Esram in Rosh. We'll say the first Chalik. The Ran learns that the shame Truma Slach Metoido is Chal Koidem Zrike. The shame trumas lach metoido is chal koidem zrike. Not only koidem zrike, it's chal even koidem shchite. It's chal belisha. Und das in the teretz. The avamin is given nishta zay. The teretz is that it is. It's chal koidem zrike. It's chal koidem shchite. It's chal beafroshe. Und the teretz of the gemore is, as he given far zrike, far shchite, it's chal. Und teisus in nida da vohu mudbeis, learns like the Ran, and he says, from our sugi, it's muchach that it's chal. Because the gemore says, the afrishinu belisha, and the Gemara says that you can make a tpose and azat trumas lach metoido. Lechu, it's not kodesh. The Teretz says it's chal shem kedush aspev trume, and you could make a tpose and the trumas lach metoido because it's called already trumas lach metoido. Afilu koidem azrike un afilu koidem ashchite. And it's interesting. The lechem is not kodesh, but it has a kedush aspev trumas lach metoido. It's interesting. As a kedusha spev trumas lach metoido, as a sold kedusha trumas lach metoido, and that kedusha that it has, you can make a tposa that kedusha. Genoi bos is the kedusha. Ein alechem kodesh ashi shochet. Aber zog chalaf dem kedusha spev sheosur leshanoi soy, and bemele mekinachan a tposa and that kedusha spev. As a zog teisis in nida. The rosh, shteit klon nishta se. In nida. This is the first chelik of the sugya. We'll get back to it in a second. But this is the first chelik of the sugya. Lama zayn the zweite chelik of the sugya. Zog de gemore, the Omar Rav Tuvi, מרקיס נאמר שמואל, לחמי תוידו שאפום בארבע חלוס יוצא. שאפום בארבע חלוס יוצא. That you could bake instead of 40, you can make 4 big ones from every min, one chale. פרק דגמורה ואוקסיב ארבעים, זאת דגמורה למצווה. It's only למצווה. פרק דגמורה ואובוי למשקל תרומה. If he has 4, how he will take תרומה? חיתם את השוק ילחוד הריפתה על כולו, one on all the other three, ואותנן איכות מכל קורבן שלא ייטל מקורבן על חברו. So it's not the right shoe. פרק דגמורה וחיתם את השוק ילפרוסו, he slices off from every bread, a slice and he gives it to the כהן, מכל חד וחד, ואותנן איכות שלא ייטל פרוסו, he needs to take a full bread, a full לחם. אלא זה דגמורה להפרשינו בלישו. השוק ילחד מחומץ, חודם מחלויס, חודם מן רקיקין, חודם מן רבוחו. That he was mafrishit, zog the Ram Pshat. The shokil chodem michomets, she'oso eser chalos mikol min v'min, ve'achar she'ifrish echod mikol min, lash teisha shel kol min ve'oso chala achas mikol teisha v'teisha. So first let me learn the halacha from Rav Tuvi. Rav Tuvi is mechadesh, you could have a echetimtze that all of the breads are in one big bread. What is the echetimtze? Zog demor, how be mafrish trumas lach metoido? Zog demor, when it was a dough, I made from it 10 little breads, and I took out one bread from one min, from the other min I made another 10, and I took out another one, from every min I make 10 little breads, and I take out one bread, and I say, Areize trumas lach metoido. Areize trumas lach metoido. Frag the min chasrinuch, before the pshat in Rav Tuvi, why the Ran said that he made 10 little breads, and he took off one, and then he takes all the 9, he puts it back to be a dough, and he makes one big bread. Why? Because the halacha, you can't take a slice, you have to make a bread. Why the Ran had to say that he took all the dough, every min, he made it 10 little breads, he took off one bread, mafrish it, he took all the 9, made it one big bread, and baked it, and here you have the chetimtze, that you can make 4 big breads. Let the Ran to say it's a big dough. He took off a little piece. He made a nice little bulge. He made a nice little challah out of it. And from that challah, he's later mafrish trumas lach metoida and the rest. Why the Ran has to say that when he took that little one, he first made from the dough 10 little breads, took off one and put the dough together. Tesis taki doesn't say it. Tesis says simple. He just took off one little piece. He made a nice bread. You told me you can't make a slice. The Torah says he made one big bread, he took off a piece from it, he made a little bread out of it, and he's mafrish from one bread and the rest. Why the Ran? So the kash is mimanushach. So what is the answer you'll answer me? You know, the Ran learns, Terumah has to be one out of a 10. It can't be stam to take a piece, has to be one out of a 10. Oh, but the Shaila is that the Gemara before said that you could take off a slice. The Gemara said you could take off a slice. The problem with the slice is, Zog the Gemara, you can't take off a slice. Why? It's a halacha to take off a bread, not a slice. The drosha, ad sheikach lechem echot. On them. You can't take off a slice because I need 10 slices. So the Gemara could have said, maybe he slices it to 10, but the Ran had to say. V'chitem et tashokil pruso, he slices it to 10 and he takes off a pruso. The Ran didn't say that he slices it to 10. The Ran wanted to say he slices off a piece and he gives it. So there we see in the Ran that you don't have to do a matzav of 1 out of 10. So why here you have to make a matzav of 1 out of 10? What is the difference? Why here you have to have 1 out of 10? What? Taisa says. Don't say he made 10 little breads. The boy does. Also one big bread. He doesn't say that he made 10 little breads. So the Minchas Chinuch learns lav davke. Lav davke. He says it's only a problem of measurements, he says. That after you bake it, you can't weigh it because also lishkel kochim. So it's easier to do it before. Technical echetimtzes. But the Minchas Chinuch learns that Eilech Anami, it's lav davke. But we know that Avada is davke. Avada shteido in Ran, but it's davke. You have to make Nazeh Shteh Mishul HaMelech, when Nazeh Shteh, but the Maise Avada is davke. Miklash Dovi learns, Avada is vidavke. So the Shaila is, what is the difference? So the Teretz is poshut. This is right there, I think it's Aleph based. The Teretz is poshut. That when it was no aloha to take off a bread, was aloha to give a tenth to the Koyah. Tenth means an amount, a tenth. So you slice a slice and you give it to the Koyah. When it's the halacha to give a challah to the Kohen, you need to give a tenth challah to the Kohen. So you need 9 challahs. When there's no din to give a challah to the Kohen, when there's a need to give an amount to the Kohen. So all of the breads are an amount. A tenth is a tenth of the amount. So there's no point to make 10 slices. I'm not giving a slice out of 10 slices. I'm giving a tenth to the Kohen. What is a tenth? A tenth of the amount. Like a person gives truma to the Kohen. He knows he has 100 apples. But some apples are very big. Some apples are very small. He knows how much it weighs, and he gives a shiur to the Kohen. Because he's not giving apples, not 1 out of 100 apples, 1 out of 60 apples, 1 out of 60 of the latter he has. So when the Gahava means there's no din chale, is the din just to give to the Kohen? If it's a din just to give to the Kohen, give him a slice. Otherwise, when it's a din to give him a chale, so the din meiser is a tenth chale. So if it's a din of the tenth chale, so I have to have 10 chalas, and to give 1 chala out of that 10. This is Pashat Pshat in the Rab. Again, first, the Minchas Chinuch says why. So we say because it's a din tent. It's not a halacha, it's time to give. You have to have 10 and take out 1 out of 10. The Shalif is a halacha to take out 1 out of 10. Why the Prusa Nishgiven as a halacha to take out 1 of 10? The tenth one is the Prusa, the halacha was to give an amount to the Kohen. What is the halacha to give an amount to the Kohen? A tenth is a tenth of the amount. But when it's the halacha to give a chale, it's the halacha to give a chale means a tenth chale. So I need to have 10 chales to give 1 chale. It's very glad. The Gemara had said a prusa. That's the Gemara. For the Gemara didn't know. The Gemara said to give a prusa. After Zeyvai, the Gemara said to give a slice. So was the din to give an amount, a tenth. What is the point to slice it to 10 slices? I'm giving a tenth of what I have to the Kohen. But when the Chiddush was, don't give a tenth. Give a challah to the Kohen. The halacha is to give a challah to the Kohen. So it means that the tzura of the Meiser is 1 out of 10. So I have to have 10 challahs. Those are pshat of the Rab. Now, Abulam again tifl. Learn the Ram. So it's the halacha to give 1 out of 10. So what I do, I take 10 challahs, I make the dough to 10 little challahs, right? I make the dough to 10 different challahs. And I take 1 challah and I say to the Kohen, this is your truma. Then I go to the revucho, 10 challahs, this is. Then I take all the 9 together, I make them 1 big dough, and I wake the challah. Now, so where was mafrish the truma? In the beginning. Because later, it's too late to be mafrish truma. Why it's too late to be mafrish truma later? Because it will not be 1 out of 10. It'll be 1 little baby, 1 and a big one. A small one and a big one, it's not 1 out of 10. Because if you don't need to have 1 out of 10, no, if it's not halacha, then I have to have 10 chalas. It's enough that I have a tenth in the amount. So why the Ram was bothering that I have to make 1 chalas, 2 chalas, 10 chalas? The teretz is, the chefs of the aprosha is what? 1 out of 10. Klon? So I don't understand. So he takes 1 out of 10, and then he puts all of the chalas together, and he makes 1 big chala. So when is mafrish? The Teretz says, the chalois maisa afroshe was chal when he took out the one. So shteiten Rav Tuvi, that the chalois maisa afroshe strumas lach metoido, could chal beoido ilisho. Dos in the Ran, as I said, the shite, pshat in the Ran. So it's not stam that the Ran said it. The Hainu, it was not stam a chetimtze. On Rav Tuvi, we could have said pshat, that the Gemara was looking for a chetimtze, that I want a mafrish, a tent, and the big one. So I need to have a big challah and a baby challah, and this is what I need. I can't slice it. So then tomorrow I went when it was a dough, I made a small little challah that fits, and now I'm mafrish to mizumaisas. I can't take off a slice, I have a poshta eitzah. Like Taisa says, I went when it was a dough, I took a little one, and now I'm mafrish it after it's baked. Oh, but if you're around, then it's too late to be mafrish, because it's not 1 out of 10. So the chefs of the chalois maisa afrosha as well, the chefs of the chalois maisa afroshe is b'shas, then it's dough. Dos in the tzurs of the shmaisa lefi deran, this is derech hamelech. The Gemara had a hava amine, as miken ish mafrish trumas lach metoido, beoido iso, even after shchite, only after zrike, when it's already muter be'achile. Zog the Gemara, you could do it before. Even belisha you could do it. I saw in Rav Tuvi, that the chetimtze of Rav Tuvi was, that he did it beoido elisha. So you write Zog deran. For our sugya was enough to do that you could do it before the zrike, after the shchitas hazevach. She's a kvar kodesh. Oh, but grade in Rav Tuvi we learned pshat. Rav Tuvi was mechadesh to us that the chalois truma slach metoido is chal already b'shas de afroshe. Because if it's not chal b'shas de afroshe, later it's too late. Because it's not one out of ten. And that's what the Ran says. V'ashteit in Rav Tuvi, that you could remake a Maisa Afroshe be'oidoi, be'oidoi Iso. U'maisi mi'Rav Tuvi, the motzi le'afrish koinem zrike, v'de Rav Tuvi ma'iri be'afrishinu be'lishayim. Glad. So it would only have, and Azei Shteit in Shita Mekubetzes, and Azei gave the Tesis in Nida. If this would be the only pshat in the Sugya of Zimamish Glad, I think even the Mechile, I don't understand how the Menchaschin Uchlu in the Sugya. If it's no din 1 out of 10, so where is the Rai from Rav Tuvi that the Chalois Afroshe is Chal then? He took, you can't take a slice, you need to take a little bulke. So when it was dough, he made one little one, and one big one, and now he's Mafish. Avu Shteit that the Chalois is Chal then. Menchaschin Uchlu missed the whole Sugya. This is the whole loveliness of the Sugya. That I need 1 out of 10. Later, it's too late to make the Afroshe. So the Chalois Afroshe has to be Chal. B'shas that it's a Iso. Then it's 1 out of 10. But if it doesn't have to be Chal then, so what is the Raya? I can't have a slice. So what I did, I went to the dough, I made a little bulke, and now I'm Afrish after the Shechita. After the Zrika. Avu Shteit in Rav Tuvi that the Afroshe is Chal B'shas Lishe. Rav Tuvi just said technically, he asked me, it's a slice? No, when it was dough, he made a little bread out of it. That's the Mechir Shem Rav Tuvi. Chassidus says, Lav Dafke. People say, it's your Dafke. But this isn't your Dafke. This is the Sugya. The Sugya is that you need 1 out of 10. B'shaz that it's Elisha, you have 1 out of 10. Later you don't have 1 out of 10. Und das ist die Zursa des Schmeißer. Kashas and Tesis, right? But if the Ran, I'm saying it's not Stam Cheschinuch from the Diuk in the Ran. We're saying Lav Dafke to the Diuk, Yod Dafke to the Diuk. This is the Sugya. Let him to say maybe it's a Sugya. He says Cheschinuch asks like who asked the Ran to say it? But who asked the Ran to say it? This is the Sugya the way we're learning. The way we're studying now the Sugya doesn't the ganze avon of the Sugya. Doesn't the ganze avon of the Sugya. Doesn't the ganze avon of the Sugya as Meret B'chai Gavne. Let me get into the Rosh. The Rosh gave us a Akdome that the Truma is not Chal B'Shas Lisha. Because the Lechem is only Kodosh B'Shas Shchita, and Shchita is after the Afiyah, and a Zevach Ad She'ikrim Uponeo, and Shechtim is a Zevach Ad She'ikrim Uponeo Batanu. So the Truma is not Chal B'Shas Lisha. So if the Truma is not Chal B'Shas Lisha, what the Gemara answered, Trumas lach mitoy de koidem zrike, means after Shchita, you mekadesh the lechem, and then when it's Kodesh, the Chiddush is that you could do it. But not that you could do it before Shchita. So the Iker tells of the Gemara that you did it before Zrike, and the Gemara brings, Lafreshin and Belisha is Lav Dafke, the Loshin is Lav Dafke. But the Maisa Afrosh as Trumas lefi de Rosh is only Chal after Shchita. So now we have to know. So the Maisa is only Chal Le'achal Shchita. So first, what is the Pshat in Rav Tuvi? How Rav Tuvi says that you could do Belisha 10 little breads and you mafrish one? It's not Chal. It's Golish.
So
he says it doesn't have a Shem Afrosha's Truma.
Yeah, but the Truma only comes after the
So what is the Afrosha on the Truma? No, come on. The Shas HaTruma is after Shchita. B'shas HaShchita, it's when you want bread and one little one. And then you bake them, and when is the Chalois Maisa Afroshe Chal later? And then it's not 1 out of 10. What with the Afroshe of Truma? No, what with the Afroshe is Chal now, the Truma is later? That's, you mafrish to make Truma. And what is before? What am I just mafrish? I need 1 out of 10. The Rosh in Nida says, that my stomach, I could change my mind. I'm mafrish, zog the Rosh, I could change my mind, because it's not Chal. Till the Shchita, it's not Chal, it's Golish. Zog the Rosh in Nida, Avada, he says, maybe yes, maybe not, I'm a shone. But he has a tzad that you could machane your das. He has a tzad that you could change your mind. Then he has a tzad that's not a shone. I'm just saying, the Rosh has a tzad that you could change your mind. So medav zogen, chidush otzum, like you're trying to say, chvetish pshat in them, that legabe to be koivea the shem 1 out of 10, He also says, like the Ram, that he made 10 bread. So b'kiveya the shem 10 is b'shas lishe. O b'ravada the chalois maisa afroshe v'trume is only after shchita. So l'fi the rosh Rav Tuvi is saying chidushim gdoilim. Shedim Rav Tuvi chidushim gdoilim. What states in the rosh? That you could do afroshe. You could do afroshe. Dainu. The aloha is you have to have 1 out of 10. And the afrosh is after shchita, but to be koyveya that he's 1 out of 10, you go b'shas lishe, you make 10 little breads, you koyveya that he's 1 out of 10, then you bake them together, but he's left with the name that he's 1 out of 10, and the ma'isa afrosh is chal later. As they have zogim b'shas lefi derosh, pseido. Lama zogim as ashver b'shas lefi derosh, pseido. But lama again zurich to the sugya. So what the Gemara is trying to bring from Rav Tuvi now? The Shem Truma is not Chalde. What the Gemara found in Rav Tuvi? What the Gemara found in Rav Tuvi? The Rosh says by us, the Afroshas Trumas Lachmetoido is only Chal after Shchite. Legeh to our Sugye, you could change your mind, there's no Kedusha, it's garnished. So what is the Teretz of the Gemara that he made the Afroshe to vision the Shchite and the Zrike? Now what the Gemara found in Rav Tuvi? What state in Rav Tuvi? What the Gemara found in Rav Tuvi? Rav Tuvi says, "Afreshinu belisha." It's a shver zach. Doesn't make sense. Yishleimah the mikol mukim epes helps. So what the Gemara made from Rav Tuvi? Bishleim elefi deran. The longest is on. If it's not chal, then it's garnish. So we went to bring a raya from Rav Tuvi that it's chal then. We bring a raya from Rav Tuvi that it's chal then. Say, gishmaki Gemara. We didn't know, we thought that you only could make a afroshe after Zrike, when it's really muter Yisrael. Then you could make kaddish to the koyen. State in Rav Tuvi that it's chal early, not stam early, it's chal even b'shas lishe. Because on them the longness of Rav Tuvi would not work. Lefi the Rosh, it says it's taken not chal then. And Rav Tuvi only meant that it helps a small little thing. So what the Gemara went to bring from Rav Tuvi? What? Rav Tuvi is gishmak, but what we bring a raya? I taught Alemol that the Trume could be only after Zrike, when it's Muta. In the Chalish, the Gemara, it could be before Zrike, after Shrite. Right? That's like the Rosh. It can be before Shrite. Ki hoder Rav Tuvi, that what? Stam, he said a Shein Shtikl, that Epes Chal before. So what? But it's even if it's Shrite, and it's not Chal. Once. It's not Chal. So Rav Tuvi is garnished. Rav Tuvi said a Knech. That the shame could be chal even before. It's not megiah to us. We said, the Rosh started the Suge, Lisha is lav davke. Trumas lach metoido cannot be chal before the lechem is kodosh, is shas shchite. And he's not really like the Ram, that the afroshe was chal then, but the afroshe was not chal then. The shame kvias was chal then. Legabi our Suge, the shame kvias is not enough. You have to mafrit, if you want to make a atzpose, you have to make it after shchite. What the Gemara bought a raya from Rav Tuvi? How you learn the Gemara? Again, tzursa de shmaise. Lefi dera, what is the tzursa de shmaise? We had a hava amine that trumas lach metoida is after the lechem is muter li Yisrael. You could give it to the koyim. Far zrike, we can't just give it to the koyim. Zog the Gemara, no, you could give it to the koyim even before zrike. Ki hoda Rav Tuvi that said you could give it even belisha. Shver Rav Tuvi, Chidush, you could give it Belisha. And it has to be that you could give it Belisha, because if not, it's not 1 out of 10. The Rosh says, no, the Gemara is Mechadesh, that you could do it before Zrike, but after Shchita. Before Shchita, you can't do it. No, what is the right from Rav Tuvi? Rav Tuvi said, it's not. Rav Tuvi spoke before Lisha, and he didn't speak on the Chalois, we said. He spoke on the Knesh HaFroshe. That's what he does. But Gabi our sugya, you need zrike, you need shchita, as they state in the Rosh. So what the Gemara begs from Rav Tuvi? Again, you can't be the Rosh said it. No, Chabal, the Rosh said when the Gemara is, listen good, Elisha. No. Listen good. The Rosh said when the Gemara answered Afreshinu Belisha, zog the Rosh, it cannot be. I don't need rayas to that. Before shchita is no trumas lach metoido. Now, what the Gemara is going to bring a raya? I said you cannot. I'm asking you again. I was mechadesh that the trumas lach metoido could be after shchite, not before shchite. Rav Tovi said another knesh. You could be mechalik before. Rav Tovi said, so yes, it's not negiah to our sugya. Not true. The Rosh said mishta zei that afreshinu belisha lav davke. Rav Tovi is not speaking at posse. Take a second. Onch can shaychus. The Gemara is trying to find what is the case of Trumas Lach Metoido. Zog the Gemara, Trumas Lach Metoido was before Zrike. You see the hand before Zrike, it doesn't belong to the Klal Yisrael. The Chiddush of the Sugya, you can make Trumas Lach Metoido before Zrike. Who said it? Rav Tovi. Rav Tovi said a bigger Chiddush. Zog the Ran, Eina Chanami, we didn't need the whole Chiddush. But the one that told us this Chiddush that you could do it before Zrike is Rav Tovi. So Mela we have a starker Chiddush. So Mela we said Afreshinu Belisha. Those are the tzur of the Shmaisa. Lefina Roshi said, Avada, we cannot make it before Shchita. Because Kozman de Lechem is not Kodosh, it's not enough to be Kivei Hashem. Kozman de Lechem is not Kodosh, you cannot be Kivei Hashem. So Kozman de Lechem is not Kodosh, you cannot be Kivei Hashem. So the Gemara means that he did it after Shchita. Why the Gemara said Lisha? It's not because Rav Tovi said Lisha. No, and that, why the Gemara is bringing Kiyoda Rav Tovi? Why the Gemara is bringing Rav Tovi? What's the pshat in the Gemara? What do you have from Rav Tovi? The Torah says, the Rosh answers it in three words. What is Mefurish and Chita Mekubetzes? The Gemara is not bringing a raya from Rav Tovi that you could do it before Zrika. We knew every time that you could do it before Zrika. Not like the Ran, that in the Habamim we didn't know it. And the chiddush of the sugya is that you could do it before Zrike, and this chiddush we heard from Rav Tovi. And God, Rav Tovi said even earlier, Misvara we could do it before Zrike. Why not after Shchita? The lechem is kodesh. So what if it doesn't belong to Klal Yisrael? But we taught that no one does it. No one. Why people will mess around to start to make afroshes before? People don't do it. So it's a deichak to say that the Mishnah is choishesh for that case that a person did it earlier. It's not mistaber. Zog the Gemara, you see by the case of Rav Tovi that someone did it. He gave it to the Kohen before. Now, what is the raya that he gave it to the Kohen before? Maybe he just prepared himself. He took out one little bread. He has one little one, one big one. But he never gave it to the Kohen. Zog the Rosh, I will tell you how I know that he gave it to the Kohen. Because it says in the Rav Tovi that he had four chalas. What happened to the baby ones? The Talmud says he already gave it to the Kohen. So it's a raya that people are used to giving to the Kohanim earlier from all the time that they have to. So it's a balabati shegimore, it's not a lomba shegimore. The Gemara says that the derech klal is after Zrike. Because on them, not because you can't do it before. About they could do it before after Shchita. But people will not do it. Zog the Gemara, people did it. Kehoda Rav Tovi, people did it. We'll see in the Lashon HaRosh first that it says in the Rosh. Lama is in the Rosh inside. Look, the first Rosh and Yud Beis Amud Beis. V'otrumas lach metoido le'achar zrikas damu, de'ein regilus litnem lakoyen an achar zrikas adomim. Shekvar hutru le'achile. The kashem was not that it's mistaber azay. I know, Dirk in the Ran, Beisach Nisht. And that it's not mistaber that someone will give it to the Kohen before. Zog the Gemara, the Afreshinu Belisha. Hainu Kohenim Zrikas Domim. Kehoda Rav Tovi, Zog the Ran, Dibra Maschil, Elo the Afreshinu Belisha. Achar Shoosu Mikol Min Vemin Eser Chalois, Venosan Achas Mikol Min Lakoyen. Umeatesha Anisorim Oso Chol Achas. ומסתומן נוסן לכהן חלקוי מדיקה אמר שאפום ארבע חלויס ולא הזכיר אפי השחלס הקטנס ומסתומן לפי דרן נת מסתומן לפי דרן this is the whole of this then it was the מייסה הפרושה then was the מייסה הפרושה the Rosh is not talking on the מייסה הפרושה and here I want to tell you a knetch This will answer your dear Kiyufa. Lama Mesadu does first. Sekum Tois Azei. Lefi Deran, what is the Tzur Sedesh Maise? The Gemara taught that you cannot make a Maise Afrosh Astrume Koidem Zrike. Only when it's Mutterli Yisroel, you can make a Afrosh Astrume. And for the Gemara, Ve'ibo Yeseime, you could make a Maise Afrosh Koidem Zrike. Ki Hoda Rav Tovi, that was Mechadesh, that you could make a Maise Afrosh even Boide Elisha. Even before the lechem is kadosh. And it has to be that it's chal then, because it's 1 out of 9, 1 out of 10. And the minute then after you make one big lechem, then it's too late. The Gemara is maisi mirav tuvi, or shenaran, that you could make a hafroshe koide. Lefi de rosh, the Gemara never had a tzad that you cannot make a hafroshe koide mzrike. You could, and you never could do it before shchita because it's not kodesh. Now the kasha of the Gemara was that the derech klal, people will not give it to the kohen. They could make a hafroshe inside their house, but they will not give it to the kohen. The metzias is to give to the kohen. People only give to the kohen after it's muta. Zog the Gemara, and we speak in a case that he gave it earlier. Kehoder of tuvi, and it's mashma b'derech agav, zog the rosh, that mistome he gave it before. Because Rav Tuvi is only busy baking the 4, and he's not busy baking the 8. So mistome he already gave it to the kohen. The afrosha avad is only chal after the shchita. But who is busy baking them? The kohen. So we bring a raya that mistome he gave it to the kohen before. Those are the tzus of the shmaisa. Those are the tzus of the shmaisa. And this is the Lashon HaRosh from the beginning. Lomo yitnem lakoyen, not lama yafrish. Mistome notnom lakoyen, not hifrish. The Ran speaks alamol on afroshe. Lomo yitremu. Lomo yitremu. We speak on the afroshe. Be'emes, that these two pshotim. Now, if this is the pshat, maybe we can go like this. If this is the pshat, so we don't have to say bichlal that he made 10 breads and he took out one. Grado, we said that you have to have 1 out of 10, because only 1 bread out of 10 breads is called 1 out of 10. The Minchas Chinuch and Taisus learned, that you don't have to have that. As they be in a prusa, you could take a slice, you could go to the big dough, make one little bulke, and it's also enough. And the Raya from Rav Tuvi is only, not that it's chal, that Mistome he gave it to the Kohen. So the Minchas Chinuch will learn the sugi like the Rosh, Balabatish. That the Gemara is not bringing a raya that the chalois was chal then. The Gemara is only bringing a raya from Rav Tuvi that Mistome he took off the bulke then and didn't take it now, and it says that he's only baking 4, so Mistome he gave it to the Kohen. So we have a case that he gave it to the Kohen before. We thought that it's not the derech. When it's chal, of them the sugi retnish bichlal. When it's chal, of them the sugi retnish bichlal. This is the source of the Shmais. So I'm saying, it's a perek, when Chas Chinuch and Mikdash Dovid, they're done, a ganze lomdish and shayle, and the Churat stole in the 2 avodas of the sugya. The Maise, who was zeiche, and shita mekubetzes, steht klor, zwei mehalachim, how to learn the sugya. And this is the Churat, the first mehalach of the shita is the Ram, second mehalach is the Rosh. That's a mila be mila. Ve'iba yeseime, trumas lach metoy do nami ase lifne zrike. The first pshat he brings down b'shem the shita. ועל כורך מדעומה דמאפרישך מתוידה באוידום איסו, וכהוד הרב טובי, מכלל והם תרומה לפני זריק אסדומי. אלמה, you could be מאפריש קוידם זריק אסדומי. דוסי דרעי פון רב טובי. Then, the second shot, וכהו, כלוימר, רגילוס להפרישם קוידם זריקו, וליתנם לקוין, כהוד אמר משמוע. ארבע לחמתי לשאפום רב טובי. ועל כוחם דוסם לכהן בלישיו, דושמו לו הזכיר ארבע חלה שיפה או יסום. על משיר רגילוס, ליתנם לכהן, כהן למפיע. זאת אומרת, מה משתו מהלכי? First מהלך is, על מר, that the Metzius says that you can make a fresh asum as lachmetoy do koinem zrike, Rav Tuvi was mechadish even belisha, and the longest has to be that it's chal then, because if it's not chal then, b'meile it's not 1 out of 10, b'meile pelel michas chinuch, And the second shot, Dr. Nein. Avada, the lomdus will not bring a ride that it's chal then. It's like a not chal then, or yes chal then. Doesn't mean the lomdus of the sugya. This was the beginning of the Rosh was. The kash of the Gemara was, ein regilus. Not that the Gemara had a hava amina, that you cannot do it. Lefi the Ram, the hava amina was that you cannot do it, koinem zrike. Let's see the source of the shmaise. I'm asking, is a shtikr le'or, and the Ram dibur amaschil, v'atumas lachmetoido, nishta ze gishmak. The Ran dibur amaschil v'trumas lach metoyto nishta ze gishmak. Because the Ran says, look, let me learn the Ran inside. V'trumas lach metoyto l'achar zrike, as the beginning of the sugya. The cave on the lach metoyto l'shoru b'achila l'achar zrike, lomo yitrumu oisom koydim lochem. The few we're learning, it's not true. Lomo yitrim moisam. I have shor itroim am koidem. The shita saran that you take cannot do it koidem. And only the boy same answered you could do it. The rosh take is ein regilus. But that's not the rosh and the rosh is starker. Ein regilus. You could. That is lomo yitrim and baby take is inish. The rosh is clear. You could. Just it was not the regilus. People didn't do it. But avada you could. And rosh is clear that you could have done it. Just ein regilus. Ein regilus. Lama heb tzecho on the next gemor. Lama heb tzecho on the next gemor. Zog di gemor. Leime ketanoi. Lishai lev bosar meikor e bosar hashto. Ez amachleik ez tanoi. Harei olai kepchoir. Rabbi Yanke voisa. Rabbi Yude mati. Zog di gemor heichedomi. If he said, Lifnei Zrikas Domim, Harei Olai Kepchoir Lifnei Zrikas Domim, my time at the man deshori, Kodshim Kalim, Koidem Zrike, it's Dovor Anodu. Vile Achar Zrikas Domim, my time at the man deosa. So, we'll start this Kehli Gemorah. Let me learn this Kehli Gemorah. Machen do a psiche to the sugya. How to upstand the sugya. So the first man of the Gemorah says like this, Harei Olai Kepchoir, if he said, Harei Olai Kepchoir, Koidem Zrikas Domim, Avada is Dovor Anodu. Koidem zrike, kodshim kalim, koidem zrike, es kodesh. Ile achar zrike, es domim, it's not dover another already, but mele, it's not cha. Tose de gemore. Lo mehev tzachon kla. Us poshet de gemore, that if a person says, are olai, a person says, are olai, kepchor koidem zrike, es domim, that the nether is cha. Us poshet de gemore, that the nether is cha. That's poshet de gemore, that the nether is cha. Klo de gemore, if he says le'achar zrikas domim, it's not chal. Lo mitrachen tzazan. Why was so posh to the Gemara that if a person says are olai kepchor koidem zrikas domim, that it's chal? Pchor lechur is not dover anodu. Pchor lechur is not dover anodu. Pchor is kodesh me'elov. It's not dover anodu. It's kodesh me'elov. It's kodesh merechem. This is the maskona of the Gemara. But how the Gemara learn now? The Gemara says like this: I koydim zrikas domim, avada it's kodesh. It's dover anodu. I leachar zrikas domim, it's not dover anodu. So how the Gemara learn now? When the Gemara started, before the whole sugya, how the Gemara learn betur dover poshut that pchor is called dover anodu? So bepashtes, the Gemara knows the maskone. This is a gelechem mishne bepashtes that even that the pchor is kodesh me'elov, aber is mitzvah leakdishu. The Ainu Avada the Pchor is Kodesh Me'elov, but it's a mitzvah leakdisha. The Gemara later on brings the Gemara, Ava Pishu Kodesh Me'elov, mitzvah leakdisha. As they learn the Lechem Mishnah. Zog the Lechem Mishnah as they. So what is the Pshat? He's Kodesh Me'elov, but it's a mitzvah to say, Harei Zeh Pchor. So Meili, why when you mat this in Pchor it's Chal? Because even that it's Kodesh Me'elov, even that it's Kodesh Me'elov, but while you have a mitzvah leakdisha, while you have a mitzvah like Dishoy, so b'meile, it's dover anodu. So, zog di lechem mishnah, zay zog di shite, avada it's kodesh me'elov, but you're adding a kedusha. While you're adding a kedusha on it, it's dover anodu. Zog di minchas chinuch and simen yud, and zog di machne Ephraim and simen yud, so we have a dover that is also dover ha'osur, and also dover anodu. So we see from here that you can make a hakpose, and a dover that is also dover ha'osur, and also dover anodu. Okay, we'll have to explain it. We'll have to explain it. But as they stayed in the sugya. So the kedusha stops. So I have a mitzvah like this. Don't say the gemara. So I have a mitzvah like this. Lefit this pshat, zog de lechem mishne klo, that if a person has a pchoir, pchoir was born, and he was not magnishit, and he said zeko ze, it will not be chal, it's not dover anodur. The pchoir is only dover anodur after he was magdish the pchoir. So how we learn the Gemara? The Gemara says, I koidem zrike, the hainu, what is koidem zrike? Koidem zrike means after he was magdish it. Frag de lechem mishnah in his own pshat, aber azay, what is the Gemara's kasha? If a person says, hare olai kepchoir koidem zrikas domim, it's kodosh. Why is kodosh? When the pchoir is born, he's not dover anodu. When it becomes davar anodu? When I say harei ubchol, when I magdish him. Before I magdish him, he's not kodesh. So when a person says harei like ubchol koydim zrikas domi, it's totally if I was magdish him or not. So why the Gemara says pshite that if I said harei like ubchol koydim zrikas domi, that it's kodesh? Why it's pshite that it's kodesh? Why it's pshite that it's kodesh? What? No. A pchoir is kodesh me'elov, it's not dover anodu. When it becomes dover anodu, when I say harei ze pchoir and I magdish him. Because when I don't say harei ze pchoir and I magdish him, he's not kodesh. When I magdish him, he becomes kodesh. Because when I'm not magdish him, he's not kodesh. So when a person says harei like a pchoir koidim zrikas domi, zog de lechem mishne lefi my pshat. Why it's so posher to the Gemara that he's kodesh? What?
Why is it
going to be a zrika? If I'm not, it's kodesh me'elov. And you have to makriv it. So, but the Mishnah says, "Val I said koidim zrikas domim, mashma somuch lazrike, that mistoma I'm magdish it." This is one way to learn the Gemara. One way to learn the Gemara. Le'umasdem, the Briskerov and Stenzel and Nazir, the Briskerov and Stenzel and Nazir says, that what the Gemara means, mitzvah le'akdishoi, the Gemara doesn't mean that only if he was magdishit, then it becomes davar anodu. Even if he's not magdishit, it's a davar anodu. Even if he's not magdishit, it's a davar anodu. I'm speaking before the avoid. Listen. Miskarov also knows that. We're speaking before the avoid. No, a bchor was born. It's a dover ha'osur. It's not a dover ha'nodu. Zog the Gemara is a mitzvah la'akdishoi, and val is a mitzvah la'akdishoi. This ma'ase hegdish becomes dover ha'nodu. As I learned the lechem mishnah, and made a zog the lechem mishnah. If I matpis before I made this ma'ase hegdoshe, it's not dover ha'nodu. Zog the milchas chinuch. Now it's a dover ha'nodu and dover ha'osur tzame. The Briskerov and Stenzel says no. The Gemara says like this. Vayil is a mitzvah la'akdishoi. So we see that I could also make the pchoir. So now the kedusha of pchoir is called dover anodu, even if I'm not magdishim. It's a kind of kedusha that is called the kedusha of dover anodu. So you say this big machlekes in the whole source of the Shmaise. What? Dusha is pchoir is dover anodu. Truma is not a nodu bichlal. Because even when I do the truma, it's not a dover anodu. Listen. Dover anodu is a zach that I could make a kedusha. A zach that I could make a kedusha is called dover anodu. The fida lechem mishne, the Gemara never meant that the kedusha from Hashemayim is dover anodu. That is not dover anodu. It's a kedusha from Hashemayim. I have a mitzvah to add a kedusha, and that kedusha that I add is called dover anodu. And this was the Gemara, but the Gemara said, "Idle if nizrikas domim pshite," because the Gemara knows the maskona that it's a mitzvah la'akdishoi. Maybe it's called the dover anodu, but it's mitzvah la'akdishoi. It's called the dover anodu. And thank you when I magdish it. The Briskerov says no. Vayil, zog the Briskerov, I have a din that I could be magdish it, and I have to be magdish it. So we see that the kedusha from pchoir is called the kedusha of dover anodu. Vayil, it's called the kedusha of dover anodu. So even the pchor that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made is called a dover anodu. Truma, even when I do it, it's not a dover anodu. It's mamon koyin, it's nichse koyin, all the tailors. Over here, the kedusha of the pchor that I'm adding, it's a kedusha that I'm adding. So it's a yalfuse that all the kedusha of pchor is called a dover anodu. So where's the first of kimin lemais? To have it clear. If a person has a pchor before he said a raise a pchor, lefid lechem mishnah, if you make a hadfose, it's not chal, because it's dover ha'osu. Lefida Briskerov, Avada Etzchal. Pchor is called Dover Anodu today. Lefida Lechem Mishnah, only a Pchor that I was Magdishim, he's called Dover Anodu. Pchor that I was not Magdishim, he's not called Dover Anodu. Mashenke Lefida Briskerov, every Pchor is called Dover Anodu. So Zogdi Lechem Mishnah, Lefid Dvorai. When a person says, Areo like a Pchor, how we know what Pchor he wants? The Torah Zog Lechem Mishnah, because he said, Koidim Zrikas Domim, then already is a shlav that the person was already magnishit. If it was Kerov, the kasha doesn't start. Every person that says, Arei ze b'chor, it's Kodesh. So he will be a nafkemine. What would be if a person says, Harei olai kebchor? Stam. Fidei lechem mishneh. Not supposed to be Kodesh. Because maybe Arei olai kebchor means a b'chor on the Maisa HaKadosh Sheboy. If he says, Arei olai kebchor lifnei zrikas domim, we say that he meant lifnei zrikas domim. But if he didn't say lifnei zrikas domim, zogdei lechem mishneh, maybe he meant the b'chor in the minute that he was born. Lefidei b'skirov doesn't make a difference. As I said, so now, if you say the only if you say koydim zrikas domim, then it's chal. If you don't say koydim zrikas domim, it's not chal, because you mean the pchoyer mitzad atzma. Masha'enke lefidei b'skirov, the etzem kedusha of the pchoyer is dover anodu. B'meila, when you say arei olai kebchor, b'meila it's chal. Zogdei lechem mishneh lefi dvorov, the ran's kashen, the first ran in the sugya doesn't start. Lama zan deran. Leimek et anoi. אי לפני זריקס דומי, שאומר כן בפורש, נראה בעיניי, דבדינו דה ומוצי להקשויה, אי באוי מהרי עולה כבחור סתומה, מייטאי מדמן דשורי, דאפילו דה אמרים בהתאי קומטפיס, כל שאומר בסתם ביקורי קומטפיס, לא נאמר בסניסים, חד הסתאי לשלוי מאוסרו, ולדקים מנה בסוגי דביקורי קומטפיס, אלא אידי בלמי מרי לאחר זריקס דומי, מייטאי מדמן דאוסר, נאמר אי לפני זריקס דומי. So he says, בפרסס הרי עולה כבחור, רבן יצא אוסרו. Fidel Chemishna is not so poshut. Choyer Olein is not a dover on Nodu, Fidel Buskerot. Fidel Chemishna. So again, so the Vail, it's very again, we have to the Hemshach of the Gemara. So we have two ways, so let me learn the Gemara inside. Leime Ketanoi. Hare Olai Kepchoyer, Rabbi Yankiv Oimer Osu, Rabbi Yudah Oimer Mutan. Heichel Domi. Now the Gemara learns the Vail that it's dover on Nodu. Ine, Eme Lifnei Zrikas Domi, my time in the Mandashori, it's a dover on Nodu. Because it's mitzvah like the Shori. The Gemara understands, as Bemele Bechai Gavne, he's speaking that already was Akdoshe, Bemele it's Chal, Lefidei Lechem Mishneh. Lefidei B'Skirov B'Stome, it's Kodesh, B'Stome, it's Kodesh. Vili Achazik Asdomim, Matay Medeman Do'osar. If he says Achazik Asdomim, then it's really not Kodeshim Kalim anymore, so why it's Chal? And for the Gemara, no, we're not talking that he said Areo like Kepchoir Koidim Zrik Asdomim. We're not talking that he said Areo like Kepchoir Le'achar Zrik Asdomim. El olav, what is the echetimtze? The mochis bosa pchor, umochis boso daer gabei, veomar zekoze. Veomar zekoze. We don't have a ran, we have a rosh. The mochis bosa pchor gabei, achaz rikas domim, veomar zekoze. This is the gemore. Vetanoi, so what the gemore wants to answer? The gemore wants to answer that is a boso pchor le achaz rikas domim, and he said zekoze. If the hashto komat pis, it's mutar. If the ikore komat pis, it's also. This is the Gemara. And here we will have the kasha that we have to shtela. Lefide lechem mishneh, even if the ikore komat pis, it has to be mutar. Because the ikore the pchor was never kodesh. Lefide briskerov, it's good. The ikore it was kodesh, now it's mutar. So the Gemara, the hashto komat pis is mutar, the ikore komat pis is also. But lefide lechem mishneh, if the Ikori Kamadis, it also has to be also. Spencer Shamorgan, begin a rhyme, that's it.
Put the Rosh, that's not Chal. Chal. What you matter with something?
What?
Put the Rosh, that's true, it's not going to do this. Chal no Kedusha, but what's Rika? What's Rika? What you matter with something? Where's that possible?
What? This is Taisis Kasha. So Eilich Lamed, this is not Matpiz there, Matpiz after Shchita. The Sugi is not talking Koidim Shchita. The Sugi is talking Achar Shchita. The Sugi is not Koidim Shchita. No, so what is the right of Rav Tuvi? It was the case of Rav Tuvi. It's not here.
He doesn't understand the Rosh in the
Rav. Next piece.
Next piece is on the Rav. But in the Rosh,